And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am your host today. My name is Jeff Smith, taking your real estate investing calls live. That phone number, the phone lines are open, by the way, right away. The phone number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. This is a live program. It is 4 o'clock Central Time on April the 12th, 2014. If you are a first-time listener to this program is sponsored by Lifestyles Unlimited, which is a 23-year-old real estate investor's education and mentor group. What that means is what we do here and what we'll do here on the program for you as well is we'll answer any of your questions about real estate investing. We do everything from single-family homes to several hundred-unit apartment complexes and everything in between. If you have questions about things like property locating, evaluating, negotiating, financing, closing, leasing, make-readies, rehabs, management, moving from single-family to multifamily, this is the program for you. Get those questions in at 877-711-5611. My name is Jeff Smith. I am on the multifamily brokerage team here at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm also the single-family sales manager for the Houston Realtor. So if you are interested in any of the steps in this process, I welcome your phone calls. When I was active selling single-family homes to investors on an everyday basis, I was named by the Houston Apartment Association as a top producer, which means in the top 100 of whole 20 or 30,000 agents in town in terms of productivity. So I am very happy to help you with your real estate investing questions right here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm going to be going over some things in the program today, mostly about, well, the defensive part of real estate investing, the part of real estate investing that I think a lot of people consider to be the gotchas. And you hear things about, you know, you're in social settings. For example, I was at a Super Bowl party earlier this year, and somebody I just met asked what it is I did, and I explained to them that I am a real estate investor. I buy properties for the income, and then you start hearing the fears. Oh, I'd never do that because, and then they start laying out all of the things that they're afraid of or concerned about with regard to investment properties. The number one thing I hear about often enough is tenants. People are afraid of other people. And as we go through the program today, I'll lay out up to 10 or so ways to protect yourself from tenants damaging your property. But before we do that, we want to get your questions answered. The phone line to reach me here live on the program, 877-711-5611. We're going right to the phones to chat with Liz in Arlington. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Hello. Thank you.
How can I help?
Well, I just paid off a property, and it's a commercially zoned property. It's probably worth about $89,000, $90,000. I have a person that wants to immediately buy it from me, but I have to give him seller financing. I might have an opportunity to sell it for cash, or should I keep it and earn rental income since I really don't have a retirement? I'm torn between keeping it for long-term retirement income, rental income, mm-hmm. or extending seller financing. Now, if I give him the seller financing, he's giving me full price, $89,000, $90,000. If I keep it, it may go down in value, and I may have to make additional investments in it to keep the property up. Okay. So I'm torn between those three options.
Okay. Well, Liz, what I would do is I'd sell the property to somebody who's bringing their own financing to the table or paying cash. If you're looking at a property that has a likelihood of depreciating, then not only would I not want to own it, but I certainly wouldn't want it as collateral for a loan. You, when you become the bank instead of the owner of the property, you lose a lot of the benefits of real estate investing, namely the in residential properties, the likelihood of an increase in value. You lose the tax benefits if you were to sell the property via owner financing. What I'd prefer to see you do is sell the property outright and take that cash and reinvest it into properties that are or will be fully repaired at the time that you put them into service. So, whether that's 6 or 10 single family homes with that $90,000, or if it's investing into an apartment complex, I think you can outperform that property certainly, when compared to seller financing.
Seller financing, long-term interest, I see. And then the income from it, since, again, I'm going to rely on some of the other properties for income in my retirement since I have none set up, I think that's a good idea, purchasing other properties with that cash and in better condition. The only other additional comment that I want to make is this is up against a freeway, a U.S. interstate.
Mm-hmm.
The value may go up by eminent domain. Is that something that I should hold out for possibly if they do acquire it? And when they do that, do they give you top value or do they give you a value that they decide is appropriate?
The answer to that question is supposed to be both. But it is a government entity, and part of our model here is that we don't buy for speculative purposes, we buy for the income. So if you were to cash out of that property and take the $90,000 and reinvest it, redeploy it into an apartment complex or a group of single-family homes, we're going to direct you to properties where you're buying them under market value already. So instead of waiting and hoping for an increase in value, we'd like to see you go and buy properties at a bargain where there's already that additional value in the deal. And then on top of that, you are buying it primarily really for the income. The equity captures a bonus and any of the appreciation would also be bonus.
Excellent. All right. Very, very, very good. Very interesting. I will follow that advice.
Okay, great. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Sure. My pleasure. If you have a question for me here on the program, the phone number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. Also, if you just can't get to a phone and you have a question for me as well, you're near a computer, you can always get in touch with me via Twitter. My handle is at ApartmentsTX. That is at ApartmentsTX on Twitter. So I mentioned before that a lot of folks are worried about interacting with tenants, or not just the interaction, but the possibility that tenant is going to damage the property. And instead of an investment that is feeding you, it becomes something that you are feeding. And, I answered a question on this radio show some time ago, somebody asked me that question. I rattled off 5 or 6 layers of protection. And I went and chatted with a very experienced real estate investor, and I've been doing this for 12 or 13 years. I talked to somebody who'd been doing it for 30 years, and I went back and forth because I thought maybe that the 5 or 6 layers of protection that I mentioned was perhaps incomplete. And we got together and we doubled it. We came up with 10 layers of protection from tenant damages. And that's what we'll get to here on the program. But remember, your questions are the most important part of the show. And if you want to get in, it's 877-711-5611, 877-711-5611. We'll go right back to the phones, chat with Ziggy. Ziggy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call. I thought I heard you saying that, you can spot out, I'm looking for investment properties.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple questions to that. One, I've never invested on real estate other than my houses that I live in, and I don't have much time, and I pretty much wanted to, whether somebody's going to take care of it or only weekends that I'll be available. Based on that, I have, I think I'm okay in terms of funding.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's possible.
Sure, Ziggy. Let me. That music means we are headed into a break. But if I've got it right, your question is about the time commitment, not necessarily the money commitment. We'll take care of that on the other side of this break. And welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. We're taking your calls about your real estate investing or your real estate investing aspirations at 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. We're going right back to the phone lines to pick up with Ziggy. Ziggy, you were asking about the time commitment required for real estate investing. Is that a good summary of your question?
Yes, and that also in addition to that, how to find the good properties, like you mentioned to the other lady, the quote by to mine.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, that is, the answer to both of those questions are very closely related. So my idea for, and it's not my idea, it's not something I invented. It was taught to me by my real estate mentors, but the general idea here with property locating is this. If you're looking for bargain properties, there are many different ways to go about it, and most of them require either time, money, or effort. Now, the way that the real estate industry is set up is that sellers, when they decide to sell their home, they typically will get in touch with three or four real estate agents and ask them to market the properties for them. Now, some of those agents specialize in distressed properties. And what you can do is just tap into that existing system. It's going to take time and effort to interview many, many, many agents, but it's worth it in terms of once you've set up your team, then they're out there providing real estate leads for you. And whenever somebody mentions to you, Ziggy, that maybe the best way would be to start sending out direct mail to people on the list, the courthouse list of divorces, or to executors of wills, that when you see notices of probate cases and bankruptcies and foreclosures, understand that there are already real estate agents who are out there pursuing these guys, and you can leverage their time, money, and effort. And then the sellers end up paying them for you coming to the deal. You end up being their customer. The seller will be their client. If you work directly through them, my preference though is for you to go and find people who go find buyer's agents who have already made those contacts. And it's just going to take networking and phone calls.
Yeah, but I thought that you also handle that thing, so I was thinking that I can work with you on that. and I don't mind. I want to bypass that part of the job. I don't mind paying something, okay. something extra for it.
Sure. Have you taken our seminar, any of our seminars?
No, I thought about it, but at the end of the day, I don't want to do anything, pretty much. So it all comes down to my time, and I pretty much have no time.
Okay. All right. Well, Ziggy, then I would highly recommend your – what part of the state are you in?
I am in Sugarland, Missouri City area.
Okay. Well, you're not far from our Houston office. I would try to carve out about an hour and a half to 2 hours and come to one of our free events. You can get our schedule for that at lifestylesunlimited.com. And one of the things that we'll do in that free event is if you don't want to do anything, I mean, there are passive, completely passive apartment deals that we'll show you how to network to get involved in those kinds of placements. So, you say you don't have any time. I'd try to find 2 hours, maybe on a Saturday morning, or perhaps on we'll do them in the evening as well, sometimes. So I'd work on that. Get to one of our free workshops, or at the very least, go to our website at lifestylesunlimited.com, get the free starter kit, and there will be a class in that free starter kit, a short little 5-minute video on property locating, whether it's single family or multifamily. The process is very, very similar. Thanks for the call, Ziggy, 877-711-5611. If you'd like to get in line on the other side of the break, when we come back, we'll go right to Caleb, Pat, Gilbert, and Raymond. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. We'll be right back right after this. And welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. I'm your host. We're taking your real estate investing calls right now. 877-711-5611 is the number to reach me here on the air. That's 877-711-5611. And let's see here. We are going, next up is Caleb. Caleb, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Oh, you can help by a lot.
Pardon?
And about where I live in Denton, not Raymond.
Okay. How can I help, Caleb?
I have a wife and 5 kids, 2 girls, 3 boys. And the last time we bought a house, the price ate me alive. So I was wondering if you could help us. Can you give us a little advice of how to pick the perfect house in a perfect neighborhood? Because we want a kid-friendly neighborhood, so that way our kids can play with other kids and just in case. Because we don't want them to get lonely, because we're already lonely already.
Okay, all right. So you're asking about a property that you intend to move into as your primary residence, not necessarily an investment property.
Yes, and I don't know a lot because I was adopted when I was a kid. I was from Brazil, and so I'm a little new to the house buying process because my wife never told me and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, Caleb, I think that the answer to your question is a pretty easy one. Most, I'd say 95 to 90, maybe even as high as 98% of the real estate agents that are out there work the retail market. And I would go what part are you in Texas?
Denton.
Denton, Texas. Okay, I would go to realtor.com and just look into just pull up properties in the area that are at a price point that you can afford, and any agents that you see with listings, with multiple listings in your part of town, I'd maybe write down the names of the top three or four people you see and call them and interview them all and find one of them that has experience with the price point, the kind of the price point for the property you're looking for, and then go with them.
Well, Jeff, there was a storm that rolled through. Several tornadoes rolled through our county, and I got my roof inspected, and they said and my Worthing Brothers Roofing, and they said there were several holes and stuff up there on my roof, and we're supposed to list our house by tomorrow.
Okay, the one you're leaving, you're going to list it for sale?
Yes, we're about to list it. We're supposed to list it for sale about noon tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Then my recommendation then, if you're already meeting with a good listing agent tomorrow, that agent is going to be available to you to either help you with your new purchase when you're moving out of that house. And with regard to the roof damage from the tornadoes, that's an insurance matter, and I would highly recommend that you get in touch with an insurance adjuster, probably a public adjuster, and get that taken care of. It's something that will come up when any buyers come through the property when they get their inspection done. So it's probably best to get that taken care of using insurance proceeds to get it done. Thank you for the call, Caleb. 877-711-5611 is the number to reach me here on the program, 877-711-5611. And it looks like up next is Pat. Pat, welcome to the show. How can I help?
I just have a really quick question.
Okay.
On single-family homes, we have investment properties. I want to know if it's better to when I sell a house, they want us to have owner financing. Okay, I didn't know whether to go owner financing, which we would carry the mortgage. The deed would be in their name. We handle all the transactions like a bank would.
Mm-hmm.
Or to go lease purchase. Somebody told me lease purchase was so much more advantageous to us, but I don't know.
Okay. All right, Pat. Sounded like a small question, but it's going to require a big answer. That music means we're headed into a break. We'll tackle that question on the other side of it. If you have a question for me, 877-711-5611. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. This is we're actually in the second to last segment. So if you want to get in line to get your question answered, that phone number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. And we are going right back to the phone lines to pick back up with Pat. Pat, you were asking about whether or not to sell your house via some kind of a seller financing scenario or through a lease option. Is that a good summary of where you are?
Yeah, lease purchase or owner finance, yes.
Okay. Do you have an underlying mortgage on the property?
No, it's paid off.
Okay. First question is, why are you considering considering this instead of just taking the cash from a traditional sale and reinvesting it?
The people who had rented from us, they wanted to buy it initially. So I rented it to them for while they got their down payment.
Okay.
And they want, and they're not U.S. citizens. They are permanent legal residents. So they would probably have a hard time. They have enough money and, but they want us to carry the note, and I just wanted to know whether it would be better to have a lease purchase or the owner finance. What's more advantageous for me?
Well, I don't think either one. Most of the attorneys with whom I've talked to about it have discouraged either any form of lease purchases or lease options in Texas since 2005. And there are, if you like, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll tweet out an article about it from an attorney that is just a land attorney in Texas. And there are just so many places to get tripped up for investors when you do this, because the liability for doing it improperly is very, very onerous, especially when you're dealing with somebody who's leasing or buying the property as a primary residence. Now, when the lease purchase is longer than 6 months. So it is, what I would do is if you want these people to buy the house, I'd probably get them in touch with a lender who can work with them on getting them a conventional loan that and getting their credit in restored to the point where they can qualify for that conventional loan. And it shouldn't take that long. I mean, if they probably have canceled checks that they have from paying their rent. There are other things that you can do to help position them to just buy the house outright.
Okay, well, I've been getting these things in the mail. People who want to buy notes from me, mm-hmm.
Right.
Would those be some of the people that I might want to contact?
No, they're not going to offer you face value for the note.
Okay.
What they'll do is they'll say, let's say you make a loan of $100,000 secured by this piece of property. And let's say you're charging, 7% interest. They're probably going to want to discount the note to a point where if they bought it from you, they're making 15 or 20%. So that $100,000 loan that you made, you could probably sell for, say, $75,000. Probably isn't worth it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the info. Oh, yeah, Twitter.
Twitter. My handle is @ApartmentsTX.
@ApartmentsTX, Texas?
Yes. Yes, and I'll tweet out that article here at the end of the show.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pat. 877-711-5611. If you'd like to join me on the program, we're going out to Cyprus to chat with Gilbert. Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, my pleasure. How can I help?
I'm seeking a single family house, maximum $100,000. The goal is to turn it into a rental property.
Okay.
Question is, buy it outright or 20% down, or is there a percentage that you suggest?
Sure. Gilbert, that's a pretty easy question. The answer is not outright. Now, there are a lot of people who advocate living a debt-free life, but frankly, debt-free real estate beats the pants off of other investments, but leveraged real estate beats the pants off of debt-free real estate. So, if you buy it right, you can leverage up even more of the purchase price, not necessarily the value. We'll talk about how to do that here on the other side of the break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. We've got one more segment to go. If you'd like to join me, 877-711-5611. And welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Jeff Smith. This is a show about your real estate investing aspirations, your real estate investing activities. We look for your input to the show if you have suggestions or questions. When we're not on the air, well, you can reach me on Twitter @ApartmentsTX. That's @ApartmentsTX. We're going to go back to our phone lines here, chat with Raymond in Houston. Raymond, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Oh, I thought I may have missed you. I thought I may have missed you, but obviously I got in here just in the nick of time. Thank you.
You sure did.
Call.
How can I help?
I'm an owner of single family homes, multiples, and I rent them out and manage them myself.
Okay.
And I have a situation. First time this came up, I had to appear in court and got a judgment for a failure to pay rent on a particular person. Had to do that. And then the judge said, well, they've got 3 or 4 days, even though I had the judgment, in which they could appeal.
Correct.
Well, the person filed what is called a pauper's affidavit. I'd never heard of that.
Okay.
And as a result of that, I was not able to get a writ to, you know, to remove the person from the property.
Yes.
And I've received another notice indicating that this case is not in the local courthouse. It's going to be downtown, and I will have to appear. And I think they're asking me to make some summary remarks in written form. Do you know about such a thing?
I do.
You know.
Okay. Well, first question is: has it already gone to county court? In other words, let me ask this. Did you contest whether or not they were really a pauper?
Well, I was not asked to contest anything. I wasn't asked anything. They told me, well, you cannot have your writ. I said, why? I said, because they filed a pauper's affidavit, and they have deposited money with the court. And so you must wait to hear from the other court.
Okay. All right. Well, that is the first thing is a lot of times when a tenant files the pauper's affidavit, the landlord will object to that. And that, I believe, and you're in county court now where evidentiary rules apply, so you really need to have an attorney at that level. When this happens to me, the first thing I do is I call the JP court and say that I'm not objecting to their status as a pauper, and that way it pushes the case forward quicker, because there doesn't have to be another. If I were to object, then there'd be another hearing on that matter that could then also be appealed. I don't want to mess with that. I'm just going straight. I want it to get moved on right away. One of the things that they're required to do if you go to the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, look up rule number 510, and it's going to explain the process there. And so they may be required to submit a full month's rent into the court's registry within a certain amount of time. And if they haven't done that, then you are entitled to an immediate writ of possession. So that's the very next step I do is go to Rule 510, just Google the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, and that way you can read up on and follow the process with a clear eye. And it may be that they missed their deadline to get their rent into the court registry, and you are now entitled. You could now be entitled to a writ of possession, and if so, I'd ask the court for it right away. If not, then at that point, it may be time for you to engage an attorney.
You think I'd actually need an attorney on this one?
Yeah.
They did deposit. They had 3 days. And they did deposit in the registry
for
that month. They did do that.
Okay.
They did do that.
Then it's probably very likely that you should go to county court. Now they're probably gonna have to keep paying rent into a court registry at one of the two courts. So
correct.
So keep on top of that until your trial date. But yeah, if you're going into county court, I think you should engage an attorney.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right, Raymond. Thank you for the call. Bill in Corpus Christi, you've got credit questions for commercial properties. Frank, your question about reverse mortgages, and Ann, your question about escrows and deposits with regard to LLCs. Either reach out to me on Twitter at ApartmentsTX or email me at AskJeff@LUINC.com. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back again same time next week.